英文的嘛，对吧？先 James 来。
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining the conference call this evening, covering Ping An's 2020 third quarter results announcement. My name's James Garner. I'm the Group Chief Capital Markets Officer, and I'm going to host this evening's call. With me today is Mr. Jason Yao, Group Co-CEO, CFO and Chief Actuary, and also Mr. Richard Sheng, the Board Secretary and Brand Director of Ping An Group, who's also attending the call. This conference call will be conducted in English. It will last for 30 minutes. To allow more questions, please ask no more than one question at a time. And also when asking your question, please state your name and also the name of the company that you represent. Operator, we can take the first question.
Thank you. If anyone wishes to ask a question, please press star one on the telephone keypad. Our first question is come from Tian Shengbao with Nomura, and please go ahead.
Thank you very much for the opportunity. I have a question regarding the auto insurance reform. So could you kindly give us some color on the auto insurance reform and what's the impact on the auto insurance business in terms of both business premium growth and the underwriting margin. Thanks.
Okay, thank you for your question. Yeah, regarding auto insurance reform, the new guideline, the new rule for the and the premium regulation has actually began on September the 19th. Then I think it's still a relatively short period of time, but I think the trend is still the overall, the intention of the regulator is to increase the coverage for customers. At the same time, the premium rate itself is going to be reduced. Then the combined ratio, the structure with the loss ratio will increase. At the same time, the expense ratio will come down. So that's pretty much the trend so far. We are still monitoring the progress, but the large trend is, yeah, the premium rates will come down, and the expense ratio will also come down. Hopefully, in the near short term, I think with some of the competition get intensified, I think most of the company would like to grab some customers before the auto reform. So there is some competition on try to acquire new customers. So in short period of time, maybe you have some pressure on the combined ratio. But then for the short term and the near term, I think the combined ratio should be relatively stable, and this should benefit like large company like Ping An and the other PICC, etc. So I think that's a brief outlook, yeah, so far.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. If anyone wish to ask a question, please press star one on the telephone keypad. And our next question is come from Scott Russell with Macquarie. And Scott, please go ahead.
Good evening, all. Question about life insurance. Trying to marry up the movements in OPAT and VNB during the third quarter. Life OPAT up 16%, VNB down 30-odd% just for the discrete third quarter. In the past, you've trained us to think about the release of residual margin being heavily driven by VNB, new business trends. Just wondering where that linkage broke down during this quarter, please.
Yeah, I think for the quarter number, maybe you have some other elements despite the new business growth and the release of residual margin. I think last year the third quarter base was relatively lower than I think this this year you have a relatively higher third quarter operating profit growth. I think the new business impact will also have some lag on the operating profits because the new business you return in this year roughly half of them they were the residual margin will be released this year and half of them will be released the next year. So there is a combination of last year's new business value residual margin release plus this year's new business value residual margin release. It's a combination of that. So I think the reason for this is just I explained that the same period of last the third quarter last year the base may be a bit low. Then the other thing is the operating variance maybe for the third quarter of this year overall the variance is better, but of course the new business value growth is still relatively weak compared to the first half.
Thanks, Jason. If you don't mind, can I just preempt a question someone else will probably have just on the margin? It looks like it's fallen over 20 percentage points again year on year, third quarter, 12 percentage points for the 9 months. Maybe just a comment on the products that were sold during the period.
Sure, sure. I think, yeah, overall, I know originally, you know, we expect with the virus situation in China largely improved and some of the economic activities has resumed, but in reality, you know, there are still some difficulties having face-to-face meetings with customers, and I think some customers still have some reservation, you know, meet face-to-face, and also with the economic uncertainty, and it still takes some time for them to suddenly increase their buying need for insurance products. And also, I think to some extent, usually the company will hold large meetings to promote protection type of products, but those large meetings, large gathering is still on hold in most of cities. So that still creates some difficulty selling long-term protection type of products, high-margin products. So that still has some pressure. But hopefully, as we mentioned during the interim, life reform is still going on, and most of the reform projects is going to be implemented by the end of this year, and we hopefully see those impact, the positive results will be gradually shown next year. But as you can see, the margin itself, the other thing, the margin decreased compared to the same period last year. The other thing is we also sold some low margin product. Like in the first half, we sold some short-term health-related product which have relatively low margin. Then in the third quarter, we also sold relatively new low margin universal life products sold through the bank channel and sold through the agency channel. I think this strategy is still quite necessary. It still create a bondage between the customer and the company. You have some interaction with the customer, and you provide some relatively simple products, but of course with low margin, but will create an interaction with the customers, and can increase also the agency activity ratio, etc. So I think under this year's special situation, I think these strategy is necessary, but of course at the same time it will dilute the margin, but I think this is our strategy so far. Hopefully next year the overall product mix will come come back to a normal mix, then the margin will improve.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. And our next question is come from Thomas Wong with Goldman Sachs. And Thomas, please go ahead.
Thank you. Just a quick question on the agency reform. Can you give us a little bit update? Given that agent headcount is still declining, so it's quite a bit actually this quarter. So are you still expecting that reform to complete by year end? How are you thinking about the headcount for by the end of the year? And also, if I could just quickly confirm, did you upstream any capital from PNC to the group this quarter? Thanks.
I think that the second question, right? The PNC, I don't think that they upstream any capital. They haven't paid any dividend. But overall, we have our dividend plan for the PNC company. Is that your question? The upstream.
Just want to confirm
that
there was going to be capital upstream.
I think. Agency. I think for the half year, we still have agency number around 1 million, 1.15 million agent, and by the quarter, the number dropped to 1.05 million agent, 8% decline. The reason for that is still, I think the agent recruitment is still largely affected by the COVID-19. Situation. It is still relatively not very easy to generate positive recruitment activity. Then the second reason is with the virus situation, the overall the agent income sort of deteriorated and the slowdown the agency teams, to some extent, their pressure is quite big, and the confidence is still affected due to the difficulty of selling long-term protection type of products to generate high income. So some of the agent, their motivation to recruit agent is also to some extent, or the confidence is affected a little bit. So I think. Or some of the life reform projects have been focused on recruitment, I think we have been pilot some of the those reform in certain branches. So far, we do see positive signs, and by the end of the year, we're going to roll out to the all branches. So we don't give a guidance to the end of. To how many agents we'll have by the end of this year, we do hope by the next year the number of agents should resume moderate growth. Yeah. But at the same time, we still should be more focused on reform the overall quality of the agency force and their productivity and their income. Level. Yeah, this is more important instead of just focus on pure numbers. The other reason for the decline in the third quarter is, you know, we still sort of some of the low productivity agent or some of the agent with no activity, they left the company. So yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you. And our next question is come from MW Kim with JP Morgan. And MW, please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity. I have one question about your back book on the life business. So based on the agent number and also the product mix, it seems that the those numbers have a very strong correlation with the economy movement. So I just wondering that how is a company's experience on persistency ratio and also the back book, the quality. I guess that's probably a bit more pressure on the numbers, but I just want to confirm and understand the overall the outlook. Thank you.
James, you can get the question?
On the persistency MW, we didn't disclose any persistency ratios. Obviously, the Chinese economy and our life business has been hit pretty hard from COVID-19. So it's reasonable to expect some pressure on temporary pressure on persistency. But at this juncture, we haven't given that disclosure. Just one point that I'd like to add, which Jason alluded to earlier, is, you know, the impact of COVID-19 on our life business has been pretty profound, even in the third quarter. It's not just about the inability of agents to do face-to-face meetings, but the macro fallout and the confidence impact from COVID-19 has definitely tempered the demand for individuals temporarily to commit to buying sort of long-term regular premium protection type products. So, you know, when we look out to next year and we think about new business value growth for next year, it's, you know, a key swing factor is going to be the extent to which the adverse impact of COVID-19 starts to ebb on our business. You know, sadly, that's the big swing factor and the uncertainty for next year. It's much more than just face-to-face, which obviously was an immediate impact in the first quarter. In a lot of places, we can do it, but the demand to meet agents and do face-to-face has and continues to be adversely impacted. This more from the macro fallout from COVID-19.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Just to remind everyone, if you wish to ask the question, please press star 1 on the telephone keypad. And our next question is come from Carlos Mistry with HSBC, and please go ahead.
Hi, good evening. Thank you for taking my question. It's a follow-up on James's comments, actually. So just wanted to ask about your product strategy going into 2021. Obviously, the life reform will be done. In recent years, you've sort of de-emphasized Jumpstart in that first quarter period. But if the market situation is similar, as you seem to have done in the bank insurance channel in the third quarter, would you look to increase the savings component or the type of savings type business that you offer in order to increase interaction with customers, etc.? So yeah, just a little bit on this product strategy would be helpful, I think.
Yeah, I think overall our main product strategy is still going to be focused on our long-term protection type of product. You know, this is the Ping An's strength, right? But of course, you know, with a special situation, we to some extent depend on the situation. We have to tilt it, our strategy a little bit. So I think, just as I said before, this year, you know, we do have this COVID-19 situation which we have never counted before. So we have to sell some hook products to keep the relationship with the customers, and we also have to sell some low margin savings type of products to basically try to meet their basic needs instead of long term protection needs. So this year, next year going forward, I think one big thing is still the regulator just released their the new regulation on the definition of critical illness. So we have to we will roll out a new series of long term critical illness type of products. Then these are those products overall they have relatively comparable margin with existing product, but with enhanced product features, and maybe we can differentiate our product with our customers. And at the same time, I think we are still we will at the same time I think the life company is getting ready to launch the 2021 Jumpstart campaign, and that officially it will kick off on the November 1st. Then basically it will have two stages. The first stage will end on December 12th. Basically during that stage, we will sell mainly short-term savings type of products. Then after December the 12th, and we will quickly switch to sell high value long-term protection type of products. So these are the overall the product strategy and the product pace we have been prepared so far.
Yeah, thank you, Jason. Just one little follow-up on your point about 2021 jumpstart. In the 1 November to 12 December period, is the quota that you've got for jumpstart higher, lower, the same as this year or last year, however you want to phrase it, or 2020?
I can't give you the quota. I won't tell you the number, right? But of course, compared to the year and the 2018 campaign, I think this year hopefully we will have a higher sales number, because in 18 and 19, to some extent we deliberately suppressed the sale of those products, but actually we do see there are still a great demand from the customer too, especially high net worth customers. They have this need to buy some of the products, and especially during this kind of low interest rate environment, this like short-term savings type of products have some advantage so far, because insurance products, the current guaranteed rate is 3.5%. Then also to some extent we also have universal life products, which will combine with those basic products. It creates some attractive to the customer. So and I think, as you know, our competitors are all already launched this. To some extent, I think we switched our strategy a little bit. So that's why we also will launch this, and to some extent the sales will to some extent hopefully can increase from last year's number.
Sure.
I think I would just also add that all insurers in China have a jumpstart product campaign, both domestic and international. So we've always, had a jumpstart. We'll continue to have a jumpstart program. As Jason said, the demand is there.
Sure. Thank you.
Thank you. And our next question is come from Michael Chang with CIMB. And Michael, please go ahead.
Yes, hi. Thanks for giving me the opportunity to ask the question. My question also relates to products and the agent force. So Jason previously mentioned that in 3Q, some of the low productivity agents left the company. Admittedly, it's quite hard to sell in this environment for the reasons that James mentioned. It's not just face-to-face. It's also the macro environment, which makes products harder to sell. Maybe you can just share some more initiatives aside from the switch to maybe easier to sell short-term products as well as saving products. What other initiatives do you have in place to retain the agents, especially if it looks like that the current environment of weakening macro or uncertain macro, as well as reluctance to meet face to face, continues. So just trying to understand a bit more on the agent outlook. Thanks.
Yeah, I think this question is also related to the overall the life reform. As we said before, the life reform will basically have three aspects. The first one is on the product itself, right? We have to update our product, launch new products, just as I mentioned, especially with the new definition of critical illness type of products. Then we are going to launch a new product, try to increase the competitiveness of PN's product. But of course, PN's product will not be the cheapest on the market. The second is still on the agency side, agency reform. Agency reform will pretty much focus on agency recruitment, agency training, and agency management. these various projects has been going on, and recently I think in August we have just launched the new reformed or upgraded agency basic law. This is a very important law for the development of agent, right? It's not only compensate the agent, it also provide the guidance and etc. The compensation scheme for how the agency team will grow, right? How to recruit agent, and what are the companies focus, whether it's going for long term health growth or short term, etc. These are all the various projects has been going on. Hopefully, because live business is not just one single element you can do it. It's a combination of product distribution, management, training, recruitment, etc. So hopefully, all of them. It's hard work and it's also not easy. Hopefully, all we can put them all together. And this year, we have to admit it is a quite challenge and a difficult year, especially also combined with the COVID-19 situation, which is unexpected. That makes our reform a bit more difficult or delayed some of the progress. Hopefully, then the next year, hopefully some of those life reform result can be shown. Then the life business can resume positive growth in terms of new business value, and also hopefully maybe the agency number as well. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
Oh, the other thing regarding the first question, I just want to add for the PNC company, the combined ratio itself compared to the increased a little bit. That is basically, as just mentioned, in the short term, because the auto insurance reform and the competition get more intensified, because most of the company try to grab customer base before the auto reform. But the good trend is, I think, when in the first half, the PNC company has suffered the credit insurance situation due to the virus situation, but then I think in the third quarter, and also if we look beyond third quarter for the whole second half, the credit insurance combined ratio actually is improving, and to some extent the half year is a high point. Then the second half, it is coming down gradually.
Yeah. Anyway, thank you, everybody, today for your questions. The Mandarin session is going to start in a couple of minutes after this English session ends. If you've registered for the Mandarin session, please redial the conference access number and provide the dedicated passcode. I'd like to thank you all again for joining us. Thanks a lot.